We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Amar Beis, and we're starting four lines from the top Ayin Amar Beis. Amalei Mai Shaita Demar Hacha. So Rav Nachum says, you know, Taka Rav Yehuda, okay, you got all the Musa. What are you doing here? Amalei Taska Das Musa Shah Demar Basra. You sent me a Hazmana to come to you. Amalei Hashda Susa Demar Lo Gemina. I can't even speak your language. You think Taska Das Musa Mashar Demar Lo Amar? You think I sent you a Hazmana? So Apik Diska Das Musa Vechadya. So Rav Yehuda pulls out the Hazmana and shows it to him. Achsilei Amalei Hai Gavra Vaha Diska. Here's the person, here's the Diska. Look, here it is. So Mashar speaks out, like, what's going on over here? He sent him a hazmana, no? So what was Rav Nachman saying? Zok Masha Efsher to shochach ba hazmanasoi the musal rami led the inchi lava daita. When he sent out the hazmanas, yeah, I saw in the hazmanas. He had no idea who he was sending it to. He sent out the hazmanas, so he didn't chap. Amalei. So he says to him, okay, you know, since you already came to the din Torah, however, awesome al hacha, I can't just send you out for like just like that. We have you the Baal Din, we have you. You can't just like l'shtoyim mili. Let's talk about this. So people shouldn't say, oh, the rabbanon, they all cover for each other. Amalei, my time is shamti marlu gavra. Why did you put that guy who's coming to get the meat? He loved the meat. That guy who loved the meat. He wanted to come to get meat. Why did you put him to chayim? So he said, could see a shluch der rabbanon. He bought a shluch der rabbanon. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Nagdim, I want you to just give him malchus. The Rav Mangad Amad of Tzara Shluch der rabbanon. The Rav used to give him malchus. Not, you see, they put him into Shamte, which is Nidu, which is worse than malchus. And they used to give him malchus. So Rav Yehuda said, no, the Adif Minei Avilei. I did more than just give him malchus. Why? Tois Rosh explains that the reason why he put him in Nidu is because he didn't stop make fun of the Shliach. He might have made fun of Rav Yehuda also. He said, Rav Yehuda virus fiscal. So that's why he deserved more. He deserved even Nidui. So then he says, my time achuz marala da avdahu. Why do you say he's a evad? Amalei, because the ruggle, the karin shavdi, he called people evdi. Vitani, and we learn, this is how the Gemara comes in, Vitani called apostle. Anyone apostle, he's apostle. Vedim davis fach loylam. He doesn't speak anyone good about anyone. Vama shmul mumim apostle. Since he's calling everyone and saying he's a evad, so I figured he's evad also. So Rav Nachum said, "Ain't madam a Shmuel a meichesle? Okay, Shmuel said if he choishes eved, the achruzia la miyama, they're gonna call everyone as eved. That you would do. So and why did Rav Yehuda do it? Because Rav Yehuda said this guy's just a mechutzif. There's something here. The guy got to be eved. And what happened? Adahachi v'achi, amalei. So it's the ketinu din tayra. So now the Baal Din pipes up with a big chachma. Amalei hu bar din el Rav Yehuda. Lididi karsli avdi. You calling me a eved? You know who I am? I have royal blood." I come from the house of Chashmonaim. I have royal blood. You call me Eved? Amalei, he says, Pukvakert. Amalei, Hachi Amma Shmuel. Shmuel says, called the Amma Beis Chashmonaim Kasina. Anyone says he's from the Beis Chashmonaim is the Avdahu, is the Eved. Because we know Hordas, who was from the Beis Chashmonaim, who's an Eved, he killed out the whole house of Chashmonaim, and he was the only one left. So we know anyone who comes from Chashmonaim is from Hordas, who is the Eved, and therefore the Avadim, the Tag Avadim. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said, hey, you just tell me a memory from Shmuel, but maybe it was convenient to say the memory of Shmuel now because it fit into your shtickel Torah, but who said it's true? Amalei, lo yisoveli mar l'hod amar av abba, amar rav hun, amar rav, kol tam chakam shemar halacha, any tam chakam who says over halacha, ba, im kai de maisa amra, if he's saying over this halacha before a story happens, shayim aloi, then you trust him, you believe him. Im lav, ain't shayim aloi, but if he says it after a story, you don't believe him. Amalei, Ha'ika Rav Masna, the Kayak of Asay. Rav Masna, who's one of my peers when I was learning by Shmuel, he was there with me and he heard the same memra. Now, Basharat Maisa, Rav Masna Chazal and Ardoi. Remember, this whole entire is taking place in Ardoi. And Rav Yehuda is from Pompadisa. Rav Masna Chazal and Ardoi Tleisa Shani. Rav Masna hadn't been in Ardoi for 13 years. Ahu Yoyim Ma'asa. That day, Punk Rav Masna showed up, and they brought him into the entire. Amalei Dochi Mar Me'Omer Shmuel Ki Koy Chada Kara Gudu V'Chada Kara Amabaro. Do you remember what Shmuel said when he had one foot on the bank and one foot on the bridge, or it means on the ferry? You remember what he said? I'm like, yeah, Hachi Amar Shmuel called Amar Beis Chashmonai Malka Kasina Avdu, who's Eved. There's no one left, Elohu Rebisa. There's one girl left in the family. The Salkal Igor Ramya. The Salkal Igor, she went up to the roof, Ramya Kala, she called out Amra, called the Amar Beis Chashmonai Ana. Anyone says I'm from Beis Chashmonai, Avdu, who's Eved. Nafla Igor, she fell from Misa and she died. So, kids, Rav Yehuda was 100% right. This guy was an Eved. Akhriz Alehad Avdu. who they announced in Ardoi, where this guy lived. This guy, you know, he's going to the butcher shop in Pavlisi. He needed a lot of meat. He had a big family, a lot of married kids. A lot of families had to rip up the ksuba because this guy had a lot of married kids. Turns out all his kids are avodim. A lot of people had to get divorced. And if it's a mekach tayis, there's no ksuba. So they ripped up a lot of ksubas that day in Ardoi. It was terrible. A lot of people's families got messed up.
This was a
guy? He's an Eved. He was an Eved. Eved Kanani, from Hordas, yeah. Dr. Gemara, he and Nafik, when Rehuda was leaving, Nafik Abba Israel and Mirgami, they ran after him to try to stone him because they were very upset at him. He broke a lot of families. Amalhu, so Rehuda said to them, Ishtiku, Ishtiku, if you're quiet, then leave me alone, good. Viloi, Magana Laichu, Hodam Ashmuel, I'm going to tell everyone what Shmuel said about Nardoi. Tarti is a Raisik of Nardoi. There are two families in Nardoi. And one of them are Kasha, one of them are Tomei. And he didn't say these words, but this is the facts. Chada Mikraid Be Yoina. One of them is called the family of Yoina. Chada Mikraid Be Arvi. And one of them is Tomei, one of them is Tar. How do you know which one's which? V'simonech Tomei Tomei Tar Tar. That Yoina, which is in this past week's parashas Noach, Yoina is the kosher animal, and Oirev is the Tomei animal. So the ones that are called Be Arvi are Tomei and Tar Tar. The Marshal speaks out that Avad didn't speak this out, because if he spoke this out, exactly which family, so then he Taka told them. It just means that they the Gemara is saying which families it was. He just said there's two families. I'm not going to tell anyone about it. So Shadi Lahu Rigma Miyadayo, they dropped little stones. You know how many stones it was? Vekom Atman Benar Malka. It caused a stoppage in the river Malka. That's how many stones it was. It stopped up the river for a while. Zotamara Vaita. Once you talk about Yuchsim, we'll talk a little more about Yuchsim. Machas Yehuda from Padisa, before it was Nardai, now talking about Pumbadisa. Yehuda announced in Pumbadisa, some changes to Nardai, but Ada Vyonisin Avdi, the families of Ada Yonisin, they're Avadim, Yehuda Bar Papa Mamzeri, Bati Bar Toivia, he's also an Eved. Baramas Rucha, Shaka Gita Harusa, he was too big, haughty to accept a Get Shechur, and he's an Eved. Machas Rav of Machuza, Baloi Danoi Taloi Maloi Zagoi, these are all names of people, all names of places, Rashi says, either Shmayis V'Kaimis or Mishpacha. So Kulam L'Pasal, they're all Pasal, these families. Rav Yehuda, Gavoyi in Bavel, if a family's name is Gavoyi, it's probably from the word Givoinim. Givoini. They're Givoini. Givoini Asal V'Kal. If the family name is Dur Nunisa, it means Daroi Nisinoi. They come from a city of Nisinoi. It means a Kvar Nisinim. That's a city of Nisinim. Rav Yosef, Hai Bei Kubi de Pumbadisa, Kulam da Avdi. The place called Bei Kubi de Pumbadisa, which is right next to Pumbadisa, it's a little city next to Pumbadisa, they are all psulim. They are all avodim. Rav Yudam Ashmuel, Abba Meis Avodim, 400 avodim. V'Amrilo, some say Abba Slavon avodim. There was 4,000 avodim. Hoyle Pashkar ben Imer. Pashkar ben Imer, who was a Kayin, had 4,000 avodim. Now those 4,000 avodim all ate truma. This is in time of Yirmiyo, and they all ate truma because avodim eat truma. And therefore, they were able to masquerade as kahanim. The kulam nitbu b'kuna. And they all became tamei kuna. They all claimed they were kahanim. They married kahanas, married all of them people, and they were all kahanim, right? 4,000 avadim were kahanim. And they really weren't kahanim, they were avadim. V'chol kohen shesh be'azaz ponim. And you see any kohen that's a big mechutzif? Ein ela mehem. It's coming from this family of avadim. Amabaya, where do they live? Kulam yosu meshur de b'aradoi. They all live in a certain row in Ardoi. You know, sometimes you talk about some of the places they have like a row, like a murderer's row, whatever it's called. I don't even know. But Shur Adin Ardoi, so this is Shur Adin Ardoi, where all these people are over here in the Ardoi. That's all these psulim are. Or Pliga de Rav Elazar. Dom Rav Elazar, Im Re'isi Koyin Ba'azis Meitzach. Rav Elazar said, no, if you see a Koyin Mechutzif, don't think anything. We know a lot of times, Koyin can be a Hadad. Comes as pasuk, so don't doesn't mean an apostle. That's the derech of a kohen. A lot of times, v'am chakriv a kohen. So look the more avaita. Om rav avim bar rav adom rav kohen. Is he isha shenay gerus loyin? When marries isha, that's not prep. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. Yuchsin kishash baruch baruch hu mashra shchinasei. When a kosher baruch hu is mashra, his shchina made al kol ashvatim. He's made on all shvatim that they're his. They made all of, but on this family, he's not made on it. Why? Shneamar. Shifte ka edis yishol. Ema have edis yishol. When is Hashem edis yishol that you're mine? Bezman sha shvatim shifte ka. When the shvatim behave themselves and they act like shifte ka, when they marry into the right families and they keep the halachas of yuchsin, then Hashem is edis yishol. Only mashra shchina al mishpachis miyachasa. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Beisahi nu mashem eyal lekim lechol mishpachis yisrael." Don't say lechol yisrael, lechol yisrael, and I'm lechol mishpachis. And dafka mishpachis wa kosher Hashem laasid lavoi we mashra shchinasai on them. Now the pasuk says further. Hashem is your God no matter what. You'll be my Om. It says they have to come close to Hashem, and then Hashem will be Elikim. You first be my Om, then I'll be your God. One more Gemara. Omer Rabbi Chelboy. Kashim gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. Gerim to Klai Yisrael are bad for Klai Yisrael like a nega. Shneema like it says in the pasuk, v'nilva hager aleim v'nispechu al beis Yaakov. And nispechu is lashon of nega. K'siv achav nispechu. K'siv hasam l'seis for the sapachas. So like upon him, we see from there that that you see as shaykh is the gerim. Now why are gerim so bad to Klai Yisrael? So Rashi says, the reason is, because they're not zehirim b'mitzvahs, and people are gilim etzlam, neshachim etzlam, v'loim dem ma'aseim, learn from their mices. And therefore, they're not good for Klai Yisrael, because they learn from the bad mices. Tosfos is another pshat. He says that because HaKadosh Baruch was mazeh in 24 places, that you should not chepper a ger. And it's EF, shishlo yitzarum. EF should not do that. Therefore, it's bad for Klai Yisrael, because if somebody laughs, you could be over. Another pshat that he brings down, it was more positive pshat, that the gerim are more bekim and the more medaktik in mitzvahs. And it's a kitru in Klai Yisrael. Look, the gerim are doing shikur mitzvahs, not shikur mitzvahs. That's why it's bad for Klai Yisrahl. So three pshatim, either because they don't do mitzvahs, or because of the lavim we have on them, or because they are medaktik mitzvahs more than us.